I go back to our start again. You know, the start was excellent. The guys were up and fired up and energized for it. And like I said, the shot totals and possession and ozone time and all those kinds of things were strongly in our favor.
And that's no disrespect to Red Deer at all. They played really well also, but our guys were just up for it, and they started really strong. So, you know, maybe had we got up a couple of goals, maybe it would have been different, but they scored on that power play, and all of a sudden now it's a tight game. So I felt like our guys came to play tonight for sure.
The update on Griffin.
Day to day. So, you know, hopefully for tomorrow, but we'll wait and see. We'll assess him tomorrow. Yeah.
Are you happy with Dean today? He did make some really big saves.
Yeah, he made some great saves. He's really improving. Been improving his game a lot. So it was great to see him step up and make a couple of massive saves for sure.
You got an Alberta guy like you, probably happy to see those two teams hit the road.
Well, you know, both teams play so hard, right? And they're so well coached. And, you know, as we've said before, going into the games, they're just going to give you their best effort every night. They're going to play you as tight and as hard as they possibly can. And that's what we saw from both teams.
Looks like you clawed your way back into the game, but you just kind of let it slip away late.
Yeah, so that one that got through at the end there, I think it was redirected, got through Naber. That was unfortunate for sure. But again, that's what I go back to with the other question as far as you want to limit the amount of time the puck's in your zone. When it's in your zone, those things can happen, those bad breaks. So got to keep it in the other end.
Special teams tonight, there were certainly opportunities, and Red Deer did a great job of getting sticks on pucks. The puck certainly wasn't moving anything but very fast around our zone.
Yeah, no, for sure. I thought our guys moved the puck really well, and they got it to the net as well. You know, there were a couple that we thought were in for sure, and they just somehow stayed out. But Red Deer is a good penalty-killing team. We know how hard they work. They've got great sticks, you're right. They disrupted a lot of lanes. So you just have to fight through that and find a way to get it to the net and then get yourself to the net.
So for tomorrow, what will be against Vancouver, obviously a very key a game for the division standings?
Yeah, we know both teams are going to be up for this one emotionally. You know, regardless of schedule or travel or anything like that, both teams are going to empty everything onto the ice for tomorrow night's game. So it should be a fantastic game.